The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 6 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. My name's Robert, and I'm a drug addict and alcoholic.
Hey, Robert.
Delighted to be with you again. The good news is I don't struggle much with my addiction. I'm not tempted to use drugs or alcohol. The bad news is I still struggle with some of my character weaknesses, being unwilling to give them up, if you will. You know, I'm the greatest advocate that the most desirable quality or spiritual gift is that of humility, and yet I struggle with pride all the time. I still find myself to be a prideful person, and it just makes me nuts, if you want to know the truth. But probably better to struggle with that than waiting for trying to find my next my drug dealer or my next whatever. So change of heart, you know, what is that? I know what it is because I experienced it. I keep talking about my jail experience because that's where some of the most profound things in my life took place. One of the things, it was like I didn't even know what happened. But what I do know is that when I walked out of that jail cell after this miraculous recovery, this virtually instantaneous relief from my addiction, is that I felt different. I think I look different. Those who have a change of heart have a different countenance. It's visible. You can see it. I see it on your faces. And you can tell when somebody has this change of heart in their life. Their behavior is different, their look is different, and their countenance is different. One of the scriptures I like the most that describes what a change of heart is found in Mosiah, where, and I've repeated this before, I think, when King Benjamin was up there in his tower and everybody had their tents faced forward and an inquiry was made as to what the effect of his teachings were on the people, and virtually with one accord, they all said, "Our mighty change has been wrought in our heart. And we no longer have a desire to do evil, but to do good continually." And it's so great to not worry about the addictive part of my behavior before, at least a big addiction I had, and be able to work on character defects that I'm either reluctant to or I have difficulty with still, but hey, that's got to be better than what we were doing before, right? So It was like the first time in my life I had peace. I didn't know what peace felt like. And I'm really enjoying it. Life is so good, I can hardly stand it. And I'm so grateful for these steps, this step, change of heart. I'm trying hard to get rid of my character weaknesses. I'm adverse to giving some of them up still. Just keep working on it. I'll leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The full episode for Step 6 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.